second part of our program today. Just for everyone's benefit, this is a public meeting of the Indiana Arts Commission Regional Initiative Grant Peer Review Panel for Arts Organization Support and Arts Project Support, Region 5, Fiscal Year 2020. And I'll be your facilitator. I am Linda Wilcox. Today is Friday, April 26, 2019, and we are in the West Training Room at the Muncie Power Products Building in Muncie, Indiana. We welcome any of the applicants who may be a part of the audience today, and would like to remind you that there is to be no direct contact or conversation about the evaluation and disposition of applications before, during, or after the panel meeting. Please be sure that all of your cell phones are silenced for today's meeting. And at this time, I would like the panelists to introduce themselves by stating their name, their occupation, and what part of the state they are from. And I'm going to start with Olivia and hand her the microphone.
I'm Olivia Patterson. I'm an artist as well as an administrator right now for a company. I used to be a former director of the RSO.
I'm Beth Stapleton. I'm the director at the Anderson Museum of Art. I'm from Anderson.
Was there anything else I'm supposed to say?
No, that's good.
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm an associate professor at Finance at Ivy East. And an artist.
Okay. Hi there, my name is Chris Harrison. I'm an architect with Studio and Architecture and Planning in Carmel. I just moved there after living in Muncie for, well, counting my undergrad and grad school careers, 12 years in Muncie. Spent a lot of time in Muncie, very familiar with the arts. And,
I'm Beth Shank. I teach at Whitewater Career Center. I taught graphic design for 12 years. I'm active with the Whitewater Arts Association. I'm from Wayne County, live in Randolph County, work in Fayette County.
Okay. The process is I will announce the application, and then I'll ask if there are any conflicts, and if there are, we'll ask you to leave the room while we discuss that application, and then Stephanie will bring you back in when we're finished. Okay, the first application is the Center City Development Corporation for Meltdown.
Oh, sorry.
Winter Ice Festival, it's okay. Do we have any conflicts with this one? We do, and that's Olivia Patterson, and she'll leave the room for a moment. Well, actually, more than one moment. I should say that we are also missing two panelists, so in some of these we won't have a first reader, and in some we won't have a second reader, but we'll move on through those. Okay, our first reader on this one is Deb Stapleton.
Okay, Richmond Meltdown. It's been happening for about 6 years. Quality of the ice sculptors that they bring in, they're working with ice sculptors of Ice of America organization and bringing in sculptors from there. Their main event seems like it draws a really good crowd, but I was very impressed with all of the additional things that happened throughout the week, not just on the main event on the weekends, and with ice demonstrations and things where they meet, programs where you can actually meet the ice carvers. I thought that would draw a lot of attention for people to learn about that. And then they take it out of just a certain area, but taking things to in outreach to like senior citizen centers and community service organizations. And I thought that was a wonderful way to get more interest in the festival and what was happening with it. I thought we were very overall inclusive of community and a lot of free and diverse activities. One of the things I thought was an excellent educational program and probably fun for the kids is that during the school day, they actually allow the students to come and interact with the ice carvers and learn about the medium of ice carving. I thought there was a really good two-way of working together. It wasn't just a committee pulling things together and saying, this is what we're going to do, but they actually asked for input from the community. And part of it's with the downtown business owners, which each could add their own part to the festival. So I think that was a really good way of working together between committee, government, and business. And they had really good support from private foundations and from city government involvement, mainly in kind. We know those gifts were significant. Thought it was very well organized with the planning. The budget was well appropriate and thought out. And it seemed as though they were achieving their goal of something unique and different and bringing people to downtown during a slower time of the year. So overall, I thought it was a very good proposal.
Thank you. This is one where we do not have a second reader, but if anyone else has a statement or comment they would like to make.
Yeah, and please, because there's a second reader, please add your thoughts.
And Kim?
I felt as if for the section dealing with community engagement, that more specific methods of evaluation could be described. It seems that the data that has been gathered, because all was all quite informal. So maybe think about instituting a survey to get more concrete data, especially because the application states that demographic data is obtained, which seems difficult to do just by talking to people who are there, right, or sending delegates to report back. And it seems like the data was mostly collected from informal discussions or from participating businesses. And again, that's really difficult to get anything that's really concrete in terms of assessment and evaluation. So that might be something the organization wants to think about. Also for, in terms of the applications portion under project management, the applications wanted to know the title. Oh my God, I just lost it. Sorry, I pushed the wrong button on my computer. I want to know the title and responsibilities and background, I believe, of the project manager, but the application only listed the name, right? So actually expand upon that because all the other organizations did answer the question for me.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? If you don't have any additional comments, if you would take a moment. And Marco, you do?
Sure.
Ms. Harrison?
Just one little thing I think stems a lot to what I was speaking about with getting more feedback or involvement. I wanted to see a little bit more about how the event planning is done both by and for a diverse crowd. Throughout the application, they made quite a few references to all the partnerships that they have. So I saw lots of references to the partnerships that they have with service organizations, commercial businesses, and city officials. But beyond these very established sort of parties, I wanted to see a little bit more about how they brought in some of the more common audience that they're trying to attract and get a little bit more fit and put in the process.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? If not, if you will take a moment and mark your scores. Thank you. are we ready to move on? Okay. Our next applicant.
Sorry, we need to get the vote. Does she have a conflict in place?
No, she can come in. I'm sorry, I forgot. How quickly memory fades. Okay, Olivia has rejoined us, so we will move on to our second applicant, which is Central Indiana Powwow. And do I have a conflict? I think I do. Deb Stapleton will leave us for a few moments. Okay, our first reader on this application is Beth Shank.
Central Indiana's Powwow has been in existence for 15 years. They use the funds for performers, artists in residence, cultural presenters, art supplies, space rental, and transportation. Some things that I liked about the grant was that they listed their social media, and the website gave such a detailed information and videos. And if you didn't know what they were wanting or what they were going to do, you could look at the videos and the website and go right to that. I noticed on their board, I'm jumping through my notes, I hope I don't miss anything. On their board of directors, they do have several social media people that are helping them. I mean, I think that's a great involvement of their board, and it would save money because they do have those people on their board that can do this. They're involving ESL interpretation. They've listed that several times. They have, I found the website, oh, I already said that. I may have missed this, but they list a lot about their fourth grade connection, and I know it's Indiana standards to teach Indiana history. So they do a lot with the fourth graders in their area. They have a lot of materials that they're working with the teachers on, and I thought that was great to involve those. In their artist selection, they state participation is based on artistic medium, communication skills, and professional accomplishments. And I know what, you know, from looking at their website and what they do during their festival or their powwow, they're talking with the participants and the audience, and it helps to create a better understanding of the culture. And I listed that the board is very diverse, and they have a lot of variety of expertise in their board. They also have a good variety of old and new. They have board members that have been on only a year, but yet those members that have been there the full 15 years. The diversity includes an extensive list of individuals. They address individual needs, the ESL, accessibility, encourages intergenerational interaction, and the timeline. Their timeline, if you picked a day, you could tell where they were at in their timeline. It wasn't just a general timeline, but very detailed. And so I found that to be very, very conclusive.
Thank you. Okay, our second reader is Olivia Patterson.
I think Beth covered the majority of what I had said anyway. so I'm not going to add too much to it, except I did check their Facebook page and Facebook user, and that's one thing I think they may want to consider updating their page. I think the last time I saw that it was like November of 2018 was the last post, and we're interested in seeing what they're doing throughout the year. I think if they include more information, even if it's, you know, something about the history of what they're doing, that would be great for the public to see and keep them in the public eye. But it's wonderful that they have focus on fourth graders. It's a good, crucial time to teach children about other cultures.
So. Okay. Any other comments? Okay. If you will take a moment and mark your scores. Thank you. because it's almost noon. I think the rest of the spectators are down here.
Okay.
All right, if you're finished, we are going to take a 30-minute break for lunch, and then we'll start again at 12:30.